We all know the Postal Service has got its challenges, and one of the ways it's looking to save money is by offering early retirements. After negotiations with the Mail Handlers Union, it's sweetening the deal to the tune of $15,000 for everyone that takes that early out. John Hegarty is the national president of the Postal Mail Handlers Union. He joins us now with details. Mr. Hegarty, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So what came to agreement? Why did the union decide this was the right thing to agree on?
Well, as you probably know, early out or VERAs have been talked about for almost a year now, with the Postal Service increasingly wanting to downsize through attrition. We felt that after discussions with the Postal Service and the upcoming downsizing of the network where many of our mail handlers are employed, that this was the time to put it out there and see if it's right for them. We're not 100% in favor of an early retirement. We think that people need to be really careful with their financial planning to decide whether it's right for them or not. And it is an individual decision. I've instructed all of the staff up here at National Headquarters not to give any individual retirement advice whatsoever.
So it was no surprise, but how do mail handlers themselves take this offer when your union representative spoke about it?
Well, I know many people have been waiting for it. As I mentioned, I think the Postmaster General talked in August in front of Congress and said that he's interested in offering buyouts. And then some numbers were bandied about in legislation, $25,000, 2 years for FERS employees to be added to their length of service, or 1 year for CSRS employees. Now, you couldn't get both. You couldn't take the money and the years. Ultimately, after discussions with the Postal Service, they were not interested in offering any years of service, and the highest they would go on the dollar amount was $15,000. So we felt that it was in our members' best interest to put the offer out for them and let them make the decision whether it was right for them or not.
Do you have the sense that maybe, you know, as a union, as a set of employees, you're really kind of battling a tide of history here that is going to just inevitably shrink this whole number of people and network?
It's definitely going to shrink. We have some differences of opinion with the Postmaster General about how deep those cuts should be. Initially, they're going to cut 48 facilities this coming August, and the plans are to close another 89 facilities or so in January of next year, and then about another 90 or so in 2014 by the end of the year. But you have to remember, the Postal Service has already cut over the last 7 years, 214 facilities. They've gone from 675 in 2005 to about 460 right now in 2012.
We're speaking with John Hegarty, and he's national president of the National Postal Mail Handlers Union. So the 45,000 mail handlers who have been offered buyouts, what percentage of your union members is that, and how are their roles different from your other members?
Well, it's actually almost all of our members. Just about every mail handler is eligible. It's either for voluntary retirement, early retirement, or simply resignation from the Postal Service if someone's ready to move on to a different chapter of their life. The last time this was offered in 2009, we lost about 2,300 members. So we really don't know the number that would be out there now looking to take advantage of this. But what's going to happen is, you know, as I said, I think people have been waiting since last August to see if there was going to be a buyout, and now they're going to have to factor in and say, is $15,000 enough? Is this something that's going to, you know, allow me to retire and still maintain a lifestyle?
And just to make the distinction, the letter carriers, that's a separate group, and if I'm correct, and do you coordinate with them in any of these types of discussions or considerations?
Well, I did certainly let the letter carriers know, and the other unions. There's also the American Postal Workers Union and the rural letter carriers. To my knowledge, none of the three are participating right now. I don't know if that's their decision or the Postal Service's decision. You'd have to ask them. But, yes, they were aware that we were going to go for a buyout at this particular time.
So let me just give you sort of a look-ahead question. If there is an overwhelming response and among the 45,000 people who have gotten this offer and they take it, what would the Postal Service look like? How would it look different from what it looks like now?
Well, they're down already. I would, just to give you a little information ahead of time, from 2002 to 2011, the Postal Service cut over 200,000 jobs just through attrition. There was another buyout, as I mentioned, in 2009. I don't expect an overwhelming number of mail handlers to take it, but as I mentioned, 2,300 took it a few years ago when it was offered. We would guess somewhere in that neighborhood between 2,000 and 3,000, but we just don't know. If too many mail handlers take it, the Postal Service at some point may have to end up hiring new mail handlers, but they probably would still save money because the more senior mail handlers that would take the buyout are making the top step of the pay grade, and the newer employees that would be hired would be a lower step. And they also could hire temporary employees if they could show that it's a temporary need and not a permanent need.
And looking at the postal network, as you call it, from your point of view, kind of at the central hub of all of this, what would your prescription be for getting the Postal Service back to some kind of financial solvency or steady, you know, ability to meet its financial obligations?
Well, we think they should be concentrating more on growing the business than on cutting service. The original 48 facilities that they're closing in August, I think, are probably a done deal in the eyes of postal headquarters. But we're still going to fight to save the 180 or so additional facilities that they would plan to cut over the next 2 years, because that's going to hurt overnight mail service. And we think that by cutting service, you're basically giving away the business and taking the word service out of postal service. So we would prefer to see the Postal Service concentrate on growing the business, continuing to try and get more package business, more business. Although the Internet has hurt us, the Internet also helps because people ship goods that they order online. We think they should be growing the business, not cutting service.